You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon, the 9th day of August. Don Day joins us from Day Weather. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. A beautiful day here. How about in your part of the world today, Don?
Well, pretty much we're calling this the average August so far, and that's really how things are panning out across many parts of the country, especially from the Rockies east into the Midwest.
And tell me about the next week here in the Midwest. And once you get done with that, turn your attention to the southeast. I'd like to hear about those dry conditions there.
What we have is a pattern that appears to just be repeating itself. We have about 4 or 5 days where temperatures are warming up. It gets a little bit muggy and hot. And then we seem to be seeing cool fronts coming through at the latter half of the weeks, in the last 3 weeks. And we're going to see that again this week. And that'll drive yet another cool front through the northern plain states and into the Midwestern Corn Belt. We'll see that as we get on into the Thursday, Friday, Saturday time frame. And shower and thunderstorm activity, cooler temperatures will come on in. And it does look like this alternating period of warm, muggy, then cooler with showers and thunderstorms. We'll see that this week. We're going to probably see that pattern next week as well. And it all ends up, when you add up all the numbers, is that we end up with conditions that are very close to average.
And then for the southeast, I've made note that drought conditions are pretty wide in some of the states, and they're sneaking further to the north. Indiana, in particular, this week in their weekly crop progress report, suggested that dry conditions there were beginning to take their toll on the crop. What can you tell me about the conditions across that part of the world?
Yeah, without a doubt, Indiana, portions of Ohio, especially the northern and central portions of both of those states, the eastern Corn Belt, has not benefited from the systems coming in out of the northern plain states, not nearly as much as the western areas of the Corn Belt. And we certainly are concerned that that is an area that is likely going to be looking at some drier conditions relative to other areas. Now, in the next week, I do see portions of Indiana and Ohio getting some rain, especially the coming next 5 to 7 days. After that, it does look like they may go back to drier conditions again. The southeastern states, certainly there's going to be some concern with some dry areas in the Carolinas, dry areas down in Georgia, portions of Florida as well, although there's going to be some, at least along the Gulf Coast, some better chances of rain.
At this time of year, we like to keep track of what's been happening in other parts of the northern hemisphere, in particular with China. Their growing season has been like what, in your opinion?
Nothing extraordinary. It's been a lot like the weather across the United States. Yes, there's some dry pockets, there's some wet pockets, but really nothing that's rocking the boat. And the next 10 days for China is looking at near to slightly above average precipitation in many of the key growing areas. The areas in China that are going to be a little bit drier, more favoring into the northern and eastern areas, while the central and the southwest looks to have some frequent chances for precipitation. So right now, I think they're headed towards the tail end of their season with really no big surprises.
Always good to talk with you, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Check us out anytime you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.